sagen, dass hier
viele Kameraden von mir.
Koch-Kameraden, ja.
We drove to the German cemetery, which is, I don't know, 20 or 30 kilometers away. Originally, that had been an American cemetery. And then after the war, the Americans were exhumed and moved to the present cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach. And this became a German cemetery. And there are 21,000 Germans buried there.
Ja, hier ist der deutsche Soldatenfriedhof und viele Kameraden von mir liegen hier. Die sind am 6. Juni und am 7. Juni am Omaha Beach gefallen. Wann er ist geboren und welchen Dienstgrad er gehabt hat. Und die Toten, 21,000 sind aus
These
der Region.
These are your comrades here?
No, the, here.
Oh, okay.
Es ist eine Ruhestätte, die auch zur Besinnung einlädt. Und ich finde hier und besuche immer wieder Freunde, mit denen ich 6 Monate in Colleville zusammen war. Hier in diesem Block sind 30 Kameraden von mir dort. Und das ist Leutnant Bauch. Er war der Kompanieführer, the leader of our
Lieutenant.
Company.
Ja,
66 dort. 66.
As we walked along, Franz would look down and he'd say, Kamerad. And then a little bit later, Kamerad. What he was doing was pointing out there were 22 of his group, 22 out of 25 that were killed on D-Day. Franz was wounded. Either a bullet or a big hunk of shrapnel hit his gun, his machine gun, blew it apart, as he explained, and wrecked up his left hand. So he was wounded, and only 2 survived out of the 25. So he was pointing out some of those comrades, and that must have really been tough on him. Came across another stone, and he said, home. Somebody from his hometown. And another one, he said, 1 kilometer. I knew that was one. But that was emotional. Very, very emotional.
Yeah, and he was in 62 with me together. In 66, Zwilden is a friend of me. We are 6 months together. He's from our company too. He's a friend. The name is Helmut Kieserling. He's living in my home, 1 kilometer of my parents. He's dead on the 16th.
So you knew him before you went into service?
Yeah, before
he was a neighbor.
Yeah, 1 kilometer.
1 kilometer.
Yeah. And he has said in Polish machine gun.
Soldat?
Yeah, inconnu. Yeah, soldat. Inconnu.
Infantry?
Yeah, infantry.
And what is this? It's a
different
word.
Yeah, then 2.
Oh.
These are 2 soldaten.
I see.
And this one. And 2, she has not a name.
Uh-huh.
Ja, und viele waren so jung. Sie waren erst 18 Jahre. Und einige waren Familienväter. 35 Jahre. Hier ist Paul Hemming. bei Ich wurde verwundet. He stayed on the sick ship. I was wounded and he was dead. He came from my home too. He's 18 years.
I put my arm around Franz. I don't know, I think it was the thing to do. Here's two comrades 60 years later. And we walked among these stones, and they don't have the cross or monuments. They have a stone, it's about a foot square, and the name, regiment, etc. is engraved. Kind of sad, old comrade.
Yeah.
Real shame.
Too much.
Yep.
And why?
We had asked Franz and his wife to go with us to the American cemetery. And at the last minute, they made excuses not to. And Larry and I wondered about that, and we got to thinking that it might have been a little bit difficult for him to have probably killed some of those Americans. There's no probability about it. I'm sure he did. But, and I can understand that. But I would like to have had a picture of the two of us among those 9,000 plus crosses. Yeah.